As the little ski hill near McCall approaches its 80th season, it's easy to wonder why the tiny mountain has persisted for so long. It's sandwiched between two big destination resorts, Brundage and Tamarack. The little ski hill doesn't even have a chairlift. An aging T-bar drags skiers to the top. But most afternoons, it's a mountain teeming with kids and families. Boise State Public Radio contributor Monica Goki has more.
At the bottom of the little ski hill, General Manager Colby Nielsen and I shuffle into the path of the mountain's infamous T-bar. A lifty helps slow the bar as it comes up behind us. Once it's snug against our bottoms, we're off with a start.
Like a rocket.
Yeah, it was put in 1971, I think. And yeah, it's been running ever since.
This ancient piece of machinery services the mountain's six runs and 405 vertical feet. By comparison, nearby Brundage has a nearly 2,000-foot vertical and several chairlifts. As the little ski hill turns 80 later this year, Nielsen says they're looking to improve what infrastructure they can.
Some of the big goals we have are to try to light up the rest of the hill for night skiing and maybe put in a new T-bar that's a little easier to ride.
He says a chairlift isn't out of the question either. The little ski hill might be, well, little compared to nearby resorts, but it does have some perks the big mountains don't. Night skiing, for one. Two, a killer terrain park for freestyle skiers and snowboarders. Three, the little ski hill is about as kid-friendly as it gets. And when you look at the big picture, it's easy to see why the tiny mountain has been so successful. It's because it's not like any other ski hill. As we hop off the T-bar, a pack of kids speeds by. We follow. They pull up to a huge 30-meter Nordic jump where about 20 kids from the McCall Winter Sports Club are hard at work packing the takeoff and landing.
Hey guys, spread out on this unpacked stuff. You don't have to hit stuff that's already been packed.
Trying to harness all this wild kid energy is the club's alpine director, Matt Sylvester. The jump is too steep for grooming machinery, so kids are stomping it down on their skis, one tiny step at a time. Sylvester says this is the only way to make the jump safe. In the little ski hill, it originally had two Nordic jumps, 50 and 30 meters. The 50-meter jump was toppled by wind in the 90s. This one, however, is just neglected. So why use it now?
The reason this kind of came to fruition is because of misbehavior from our athletes.
The offense? Poor T-bar etiquette. Things like riding three kids at once, swerving out of the T-bar tracks, and other general kid mischief.
So they lost their T-bar privileges for a week. And we came out here in 3 feet of snow and 20 kids and just started boot packing.
That is, they had to walk up the hill to ski back down. That's when the old jump caught their attention. What started as a chore quickly became a thrill.
You don't have to coax them into packing this. You just say, we're going to go pack the jump. They say, awesome. Can't wait. We're going to get to hit it today. It's like, that's up to you. How hard do we want to work?
8-year-old Cooper Heavey is one of the kids packing the jump. And he is sold on this whole jumping thing.
What does it feel like?
Like you're flying.
Nordic jumping was a big part of what put the little ski hill on the map in its early days. McCall was a mill town before it was a ski town. And back then, the little ski hill was the place for mill families to have fun. Between the Nordic jumps and a burgeoning ski racing community, the little ski hill became an incubator for great ski talent. Six winter Olympians cut their teeth here. And that legacy continues today. 4 days a week, a bus shuttles kids from five local schools to the mountain where they're taught how to ski and snowboard. After-school program director Jennifer Dumar says they have nearly 150 kids enrolled this winter. The sheer mileage these kids get on the hill is astounding.
It definitely breeds big talent, and I think it's just that the kids, when they're in school and they can come and ski multiple days every week, they just progress so much faster.
Today, the Little Ski Hill operates as a nonprofit on Forest Service land. The mountain pieces together a budget using its own revenue, grants, and a never-ending calendar of fundraisers. Getting kids on the hill is at the core of the Little Ski Hill's mission to serve the community. Dumar again.
And that is why after 80 years of it being somewhat of a small hill that a lot of people feel like they can outgrow, it just thrives.
Over at the ski jump, the packing is over and the jumping is on. 10-year-old Walker Heavey agrees to attach a radio recorder to his ski pants for a run over the jump.
Clear?
When it's his turn, Walker points his skis down the hill and accelerates over the takeoff until he's airborne. 60 feet later, walkers back on planet
Earth? Oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
By continuing to reinvent itself, whether it's resurrecting an old Nordic jump or putting new rails in the terrain park, the little ski hill is making sure an old mountain stays fresh. For KBSX News, I'm Monica Goki in McCall.